You are listening to the Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. And as a holistic counselor, I am deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. And this week's episode is going to be another EFT spotlight. And this time it's going to be affirmations aren't working for me. So this is going to be a fun episode. So, you know, EFT tapping, you know, it's such a powerful modality and essentially a tool to have in your toolbox. And I really want to share with you the areas and ways you can start to use EFT tapping in your life. And this is what these EFT spotlights are all about. So as I said, today's one's going to be all about affirmations aren't working for me. And I'm actually going to share with you an experience of one of my clients who has been using affirmations. Now, I have changed the details of my client just to protect her privacy. So Louise had always been interested in New Age teachings, followed a lot of the popular spiritual teachers such as Gabby Bernstein, Wayne Dyer, and Louise Hay. And she would follow their teachings to a T, but felt she just wasn't experiencing the results she was seeing in others who followed the same teachings. And she would ask herself, what is wrong with me? Why am I not receiving what I'm asking for? And you know, this is a really familiar story for me. I see this in so many of my clients, that they really feel like they're doing the right thing. They're following all the teachings, but then they're left disappointed and with a lower self-worth than when they started. Can you detect what the problem might be or where the problem might be here? You know, Louise would use affirmations each and every day religiously. She would even stand in front of the mirror, adding mirror work to power up her affirmations. And she thought to herself, this has got to work, right? Sound familiar? But again, her affirmations did not work. She was not noticing any changes in her life. It all stayed the same, and even a little worse, because she was having those thoughts of, there must be something wrong with me. Maybe I am not worthy. So on the surface, Louise is doing all the right things, saying her affirmations religiously, powering them up with mirror work. Can you see what's missing? Now, if you said deep inner work and healing, then you are spot on. A gold star for you. Now, a lot of the teachings, especially in law of attraction and manifestation, are missing this very important and potent step. The steps tend to work on the surface and fit in with what Louise was feeling, and maybe what you feel as well. You know, on the surface, I am doing all the right things. Have you said that to yourself? And as a certified law of attraction coach myself, I know this all too well and was able to see that this vital step was missing in the process. So if affirmations don't work, what is the point? Why are we doing it? Yeah, I love affirmations. I use them myself, but there is an important step that I feel again is missing in this very powerful exercise. And that is understanding what is the true affirmation. I'm going to say that again because it's important. Understanding what is the true affirmation. So I want you to come along with me as I take Louise through an EFT tapping session to uncover her true affirmation. So I said to Louise, tell me, what is one of the affirmations you have been using that you feel isn't working? And Louise said, the affirmation I mainly use is, I am rich and abundant. So I'm like, okay, great. Now I'm going to ask you to really tune in as I get you to say this affirmation out loud. And notice as you finish the affirmation, What is the first thing you hear or think? So Louise is like, okay. So she says her affirmation out loud. I am rich and abundant. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, wow. It was, no, you are not. And I was like, yes, you just uncovered your true affirmation. And it says, you are not rich and abundant. Can you see why your affirmation has felt like it isn't working? You know, and this is an exercise you can do for yourself as well. If you've been saying an affirmation over and over again and you just feel it's not really taking hold, do that little exercise. Just really tune in, say that affirmation out loud, and then notice straight away, what is that bit on the end? That's your true affirmation. That's what you truly believe about this affirmation. It's a very important step, very powerful step. And Louise is like, I absolutely can. I can see why this isn't working. And she's like, that is so weird, but also explains so much. When I thought I was affirming I'm rich and abundant, I was actually affirming the opposite. And I was like, yes, exactly. And I know this feels frustrating, but it is also powerful to unearth what your true affirmation actually is. And we call that a tail ender. It is what sits at the end of your affirmation as what you truly believe. So then I said to Louise, would you like to change this true belief and believe you can be rich and abundant? And Louise was like, yes, please. So I was like, great. I'm going to take you through a quick meditation to ground your energy, and then we will get into your energy healing. Louise was very thankful for that. So I asked her if she was ready to go. And Louise said, yes, I'm so ready to heal and release this unhelpful belief. So you can follow along with me as I take Louise through this tapping session. I will be telling you where we're tapping as we go along, so you can, you know, really get this shared benefit from this tapping round that I did with Louise. So we're just tapping on the side of our hand where your little finger runs along, just tapping with two fingers and just following along after me. Even though I have this affirmation that isn't working, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I have this affirmation that isn't working, I accept myself and how I feel. Even though I have this affirmation that isn't working, I accept myself and how I feel. So moving up to the eyebrow point, just inside the eyebrow. I am rich and abundant. Side of the eye, no, you are not. Under the eye, I am rich and abundant. Down to under the nose, no, you are not. Down to the chin, I am rich and abundant. Down to the collarbone, no, you are not. Under the arm, I am rich and abundant. Top of the head, no, you are not. Okay, take a nice deep breath in and out. You know, and a check-in with Louise revealed her tail ender had lightened. Had really lightened up from a strong 10 out of 10 to a 5 out of 10. So as we're tapping this, we're reducing down this belief that she has that no, she's not. So just tune in with that for yourself as well, using your own affirmation or using this one as well, and just notice where is your belief, the strength out of 0 to 10 on that for yourself. So we go back into another round. So back up to the inside of the eyebrow. I am rich and abundant. Side of the eye, no, you are not. Under the eye, I am rich and abundant. Under the nose, no, you are not. Down to the chin, I am rich and abundant. Down to the collarbone, no, you are not. Under the arm, I am rich and abundant. Top of the head, no, you are not. Okay, take another nice deep breath in and out. And a further check-in with Louise revealed that the potency of her tail ender had dropped from a 5 out of 10 to a 3 out of 10. So remember, she started at 10 out of 10. She's now down to a 3 out of 10 after only two rounds of tapping. Magic, right? So again, this is your time to check in with yourself on your tail ender, on your affirmation, and see where that's sitting for you now as we go into another round. So back up to the eyebrow point. I am rich and abundant. Side of the eye, no, you are not. Under the eye, I am rich and abundant. Under the nose, no, you are not. Down to the chin, I am rich and abundant. Down to the collarbone, no, you are not. Under the arm, I am rich and abundant. Top of the head, no, you are not. Okay, taking a nice deep breath in and out. You know, I check in with Louise, revealed that the tail ender was no longer existing. So I want you to check in with that for yourself as well. So saying your affirmation out loud, is your tail ender still there or is it no longer there? Is there nothing there anymore? Is it just you saying the affirmation and nothing's coming after it? Like, that's magic, right? Because now her true affirmation is what she wants it to be. You know, I then took her through a further EFT tapping round to tap in the affirmation she wanted to be true and believe wholeheartedly. So coming back up to the eyebrow point on the inside, I am rich and abundant. Side of the eye, I am rich and abundant. Under the eye, I am rich and abundant. Under the nose, I am rich and abundant. On the chin, I am rich and abundant. Collarbone, I am rich and abundant. Under the arm, I am rich and abundant. Finishing on the top of the head, I am rich and abundant. Take a nice deep breath in and out. And a final check-in with Louise revealed in mind and body, she now believed this affirmation. So when she said, I am rich and abundant, she actually believed it with all of her. So I think that's really important, is we want to be checking in that mind and in that body. If you're saying an affirmation and you're noticing a niggling feeling in your body at all, tune into that. We can tap on that. We can tap on that feeling to release that out, to allow you to believe what it is you want to believe. I mean, who wants to believe that, no, I'm not rich and abundant? Nobody. You know, we want to be able to believe what it is we choose to believe instead of allowing these beliefs to sit within our energy system and really causing havoc within our lives. So I think this is a very powerful exercise for you to do. You know, and this really shows that it isn't that affirmations don't work and that you shouldn't use them. That's not what I'm saying, absolutely not. There's just another very important step that needs to be included. You know, and Louise could have continued on saying this affirmation over and over again till she was blue in the face and nothing would change. The only thing that would have been achieved in that way is her feeling bad about herself and that she wasn't worthy of the amazing divine abundance that is available to each and every one of us. You know, I've been a certified clinical EFT practitioner for 4 years now, and the results still amaze me every time. Like I said earlier, magic. Magic every time. And I really trust that sharing the EFT spotlight with you has helped you to start to see the amazing benefits of adding EFT tapping to your toolbox. We can use it in so many different ways, and that's what these EFT spotlights are all about, to really show you the different ways that you can really start to use EFT tapping in your life, to really start to, like today's one, obviously release out these limiting beliefs that are holding you back. Really, really important. That's where you're going to start to see the change that you're really looking for in your life. So I'd love to hear what your affirmation is and what is your tail ender. So once I put the post up for this episode over on Instagram at Nicole Ivins Holistic, come on over there and let me know. What is your affirmation and what was the tail ender? I'd love to hear that. You know, and if you want to learn more about EFT tapping, if you're new to it and you're just not really sure, I actually have a free guide that you can download on my website. And it actually comes with 3 tapping scripts for you on overwhelm, worry, and self-sabotage, and includes a free tapping guide to show you all the different points as well. So you can just head over to my website, NicoleIvins.com, and just click on this latest blog and podcast on Thrive with Nicole, and you'll be able to download that free guide. I'll also put the link for you in the show notes here as well. And if you are really ready to go deeper, you know that you've got limiting beliefs that are really holding you back and you're kind of done. You're like, I'm over it. Enough is enough. And I'm really ready to go all in on me. I would love to support you in that. So I offer one-on-one online appointments so I can work with you no matter where you are in the world. And we can really start to clear out those limiting beliefs for you, allow you to start to live the life that you truly deserve and that you truly want. So I look forward to supporting you. Again, I'll pop the link for that in the show notes. It's again on my website, NicoleIvins.com/book-now. And I look forward to supporting you. So I want to thank you for listening, and I look forward to chatting with you again next time. Thank you so much for listening. I would love you to share your takeaway from today's episode. You can connect with me over on Instagram at Nicole Ivins Holistic, and to learn more about working with me, visit NicoleIvins.com.